Sometimes the little places you pass every day hold much more significance than you realize. In this month's Hidden Kansas, Becky Tanner takes us to one such spot.
On a blink and you miss its spot along Highway 50 in Stafford County, there's a cemetery that marks a pioneering past most Kansans may not know about. The Martin Cemetery is an all-black cemetery that's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It contains the graves of about 20 Exodusters who arrived in Kansas roughly 150 years ago.
I found out that I had relatives buried in St. John 2 years ago, which I was actually really surprised because I had no idea.
That's Lamont Bowen of Wichita, who's been researching his family history.
From what I've read about it, some of them were prior slaves in the South, and during the Emancipation Proclamation, they were freed.
Indeed, some of Bowen's ancestors were members of a mass migration referred to as Exodusters, a term derived from the Bible's recounting of the exodus of Israelites from Egypt. It began in the mid to late 1870s as support for Reconstruction following the Civil War waned. African Americans, many of them farmers, left the Deep South to find better lives on the Western frontier. Thousands came to Kansas. Between 35 and 40 Exodusters families settled on the sandy soils of Stafford County. But why here?
You know, possibly it's fertile land, number one. And then it's kind of secluded out there in a prairie, like in the middle of nowhere. And maybe that's what they were looking for, is some seclusion, and, you know, especially coming out of slavery.
All told, between 15,000 and 20,000 Exodusters flocked to Kansas. They were urged on in part by St. John's namesake, John P. St. John, Kansas's 8th governor. Bowen's family settled across the highway from where the cemetery is located. 2 years ago, Bowen returned there.
It was a deep, heartfelt feeling, especially knowing the history, some of the things that happened there. I can only assume things were so rough for them that it probably wasn't safe. From what I understand, there was a Klan rally there at some point. So I'm sure there was issues there in terms of them being afraid, protecting their family, their kids, their livestock. So that would be, in my opinion, one of the reasons why they moved away.
The cemetery is just feet from the highway, where the only sounds are the swish of cars and semi-trucks passing by, never stopping to understand the legacy that lies nearby. For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
Ain't no grave can't hold my body down.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Luann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.